Well, Donald Trump continues campaigning today in Florida, Missouri, and Illinois. And on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton will spend part of the day in Simi Valley, California, to pay her respects to former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Reagan will be laid to rest next to her husband at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. She died on Sunday at the age of 94. And Nancy Reagan was known as the fierce supporter and advisor to her husband, the late president. And later in life, she became one of the most prominent voices on behalf of those suffering from Alzheimer's, the disease that former President Ronald Reagan also suffered from. To many, Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady, and her funeral is expected to reflect that, with planned speeches from Reagan's children, Ronald Prescott Reagan and Patty Davis. Current First Lady Michelle Obama is attending, as is Mr. T, who was involved in Nancy Reagan's Just Say No anti-drug efforts in the 1980s. NPR's Nathan Rott is at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and he joins us now. Hi there, Nathan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So describe the scene at the Reagan Library. What's happening?
Well, there's a bustle of activity as people are kind of making their way up here to get seated for the service, which starts at 11. It's beautiful here right now. The funeral service is at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, which is on this hilltop overlooking the Simi Valley below and even the Pacific Ocean all the way to the west. It's really, really a beautiful spot.
Now, as I mentioned in the intro to this, current First Lady Michelle Obama is expected to be there, as is Mr. T, and many other celebrities are listed on the program. Who are we expected to see, and who do we expect to hear from?
Well, yeah, outside of the former First Ladies, you've got former NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw, who's going to speak. Katie Couric is going to say a quick prayer. An opera singer, Miss Anna Marie Martinez, is going to sing. So, yeah, it's a very fancy affair, not to mention the 1,000 other people that are expected to be here for this service.
I'm seeing that that Tom Brokaw and former White House Chief of Staff James Baker are scheduled to give eulogies, which include reading a love letter between Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan. So a testament to their relationship.
And it's kind of interesting. It's a love letter that Ronald Reagan wrote to Nancy, and most people remember the many love letters and adoring letters that Nancy wrote to Ronald during their presidency.
Yeah. Well, Nathan, this is expected, as you're describing, to be a very large, very public ceremony. That's not always the case for First Ladies, is it?
Well, you know, this is the first funeral I've been to a First Lady, so it's hard for me to say with any authority. But I do know that Betty Ford's funeral in 2011 was a lot smaller. There were VIPs and A-listers and former First Ladies and the like, but nothing compared to what we're expecting today, which really shouldn't be that surprising. Nancy Reagan planned this funeral down to the detail before her death, and the former First Lady was known to be fairly formal and fancy. She famously didn't approve of women in pants and banned clogs from the White House.
Now, I'm seeing that more than 5,000 people showed up to pay their final respects to Nancy Reagan during a 2-day public viewing of her casket at the Reagan Presidential Library. You know, as you're standing there during the ceremonies, the funeral, how do you think she's going to be remembered?
Well, a lot of people are going to look at her very warmly. She, back when Ronald Reagan was president, some people were kind of divided on her. Some people weren't. Some people loved her. Some people not as much. That changed as she grew older and she cared for Ronald Reagan as he succumbed to Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
The attitude that we've heard here mostly is people talking about this sentiment of an older time for the Republican Party.
NPR's Nathan Rott at Simi Valley, California, at the Reagan Library. Nathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.